Now, on Bloomberg 1200.
I have traveled this country from one end to another, and I come back to Boston, Massachusetts.
The historic startup culture is astounding.
Everybody, do your job.
And together, we're going to make Boston even stronger.
This is the Bloomberg Bay State Business Hour with Tom Maroney and Ann Mostow on Bloomberg 1200 and 94.5 FM HD2.
That's right. This is the Bloomberg Bay State Business Hour from our Bloomberg 1200 studios in Downtown Crossing. I'm Ann Mostow.
And I'm Tom Maroney. Coming up on our show today, lots of talk about concussions as this football season is back. The CEO of one local company focused on new ways of testing for concussions and the disease that follows. Coming up, this is going to be fascinating. The CEO of a local medical testing company. We're going to talk about concussions, and stick around. This is Bloomberg 1200.
This is the Bloomberg Bay State Business Hour with Tom Maroney and Ann Mostow on Bloomberg 1200 and 94.5 FM HD2.
That's right. This is the Bloomberg Bay State Business Hour. I'm Ann Mostow here in our Downtown Crossing studios with Tom Maroney, my co-host. And in studio with us is Kevin Rozovsky, CEO of Quanterix, a precision medicine company here in Massachusetts. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks a lot, Ann. It's great to be here, Tom. Thank you.
So you just organized a conference here in Boston. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we called it Powering Precision Health. The governor got involved and actually declared and proclamated this Precision Health Week, which was last week. And we brought some of the biggest names in science into Boston to discuss oncology and cancers, as well as heart disease and cardiology, as well as neurology and concussions and CTE. And it's all really an opportunity to put science first around some breakthrough innovation that's going to transform the way healthcare is practiced.
It was pretty well attended, it sounds like?
It was. We expected a couple hundred people, and I think over 400 signed up, and it was standing room only. And the researchers that we brought in were very compelling. But we also brought in advocates, folks that from Susan Coleman for breast cancer. We brought in NFL players that feel like they're suffering from CTE. Some of them had Super Bowls, Pete Cronin. Tim Fox. So we brought in patient advocates as well as the scientist, and we also brought in investors so that they could see early opportunities to try to help transform healthcare, which will lead to significant growth and profitability.
So Quanterix is the company. I want to get to concussions. I have a special interest in that, as you know.
Absolutely,
Kevin,
yep.
We talked before the show. But before we get to that, let's talk about your blood testing, because some of this is just absolutely will knock your socks off. The precision. The granular detail, the way you're able to drill down. Give us a sense of that.
Absolutely. Let me start by describing the fact that we're like rocket science on the blood. We can see a single grain of sand in 2,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's the equivalent. Or we could differentiate a single blade of grass in a field the size of Alaska. That's how much rocket science we're applying to the sensitivity of seeing the proteins and the DNA and the RNA that's in your blood. And that sensitivity is allowing us to see things that nobody else could see. Long before diseases present with symptoms, we can see them in blood. And so we've coined a phrase that we're the iPhone of the body, because just about in every category of medicine, whether it be cancer, breast cancer, whether it be heart disease where you have chest pains and then a heart attack, or whether it be in neurology where you're looking at concussions in the blood, the NFL, General Electric have awarded us twice for our ability to see it. The soldiers, National Institutes of Health, NIH have awarded us because we can see different proteins in blood that tell you that you've had a concussion and then ultimately whether or not that concussion is leading to CTE. So these are opportunities to look inside the blood to see what's going on very early stage. So we call it the iPhone of the body, and there will be a lot of applications now for all these different areas of health so you can see it early.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so you can take blood from someone's arm and tell them whether they had a concussion.
That's correct, and I think that's also a key point. There's been a lot of excitement over the last couple of years around a company called Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes, and I know that she's gotten a lot of really bad press because they talked about getting from a finger prick a lot of information. Well, we aren't trying to say we can get it from a finger prick. We're putting the science first, and so we're using all these scientists from around the world that are actually running stop trials and doing peer-reviewed science journal articles on what the science is actually proving, and much of the blood that they're using is serum from the arm as opposed to from the finger. Someday, maybe they'll advance into the fingertip, but right now our technology is being primarily deployed you know, it's interesting. There's 60 miles of veins and vascular structure in your body, and there's about 5.5 quarts of blood. In that 5.5 quarts of blood and that 60 miles of veins, you're basically tracking every minor inch of the body. So you can see just about every location. So if you can now measure with this precision and the sensitivity that 5.5 quarts, we think that information is what's key to really transforming health from treating symptoms and kind of sick care to moving it forward to preventative medicine and early detection, which we call healthcare. So moving right. sick care to healthcare is really what we think has got an incredible transformative opportunity. And we can talk in a moment about other countries that we think have actually advanced beyond us in many respects, but it's key that we really do now apply this science and get it well known so we can get to these diseases very early.
So let's unbundle the science and what you do a little bit through this through the concussion story. So there is this the disease, if you will, is CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is what these football players experience. Really sad stories here. They get banged around so much at the end of their lives, they experience this real traumatic change in personality, anger, so forth. What is your testing able to do now that wasn't done before?
So, Tom, let me first say that I would look at an analogy of cigarette smoking to lung cancer. We all know today that there's a lot of evidence that cigarette smoking can lead to lung cancer, but you might smoke for 10 years and not have any symptoms of lung cancer. Well, concussions are similar. It's almost like the smoking of CTE. CTE is like lung cancer. Concussions is like smoking. So if an athlete or a soldier goes through and gets multiple concussions, sometimes with or without symptoms, they accumulate. And there's a moment in time that accumulation triggers an immune response, and it creates this disease called CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So the challenge here is, when is it that gets triggered? But more importantly, when is it that someone's having a concussion? We know just in last year's high school football season, there were 6 individuals pulled from a high school game, told basically through the cognitive assessments, count backwards, what year is it, who's the president, that this kid probably didn't have a concussion, was put back in the game. 6 lives were lost last year from what's called second impact syndrome, where that child suffered a second concussion before the first one was able to heal. So the first step is to figure out whether or not the person is smoking, or is that person right. getting concussions. And so there's a lot of evidence from the NIH and from many of our scientists from around the world using our technology that can measure proteins that are released from the brain when you have a concussion. And when those proteins get released into the cerebral mm-hmm, spinal fluid, mm-hmm. some leak across into the blood, and our sensitivity allows you to measure that. And so
you can catch this. Let's remind people that there are football players today who their careers are over, and they're still worried about whether they're going to have this or not. At this point in time, you don't know if you have CTE until they do an autopsy,
right.
correct?
That's another traumatic thing about that particular disease. Today, there really are no blood tests for the brain like there is on every other organ in the body, because it doesn't have the sensitivity that we have. And so the NIH and many of these researchers have proven that they can see these different proteins in blood that indicate concussion. And so Bob Stern, who is with Boston University, started to look at, can you use the blood to determine whether someone's got the early signs of CTE? And he's looking at this very encouraged right now. And one of the things that they presented at last week's summit was the ability to see a phosphorylated tau, which is one of the proteins being released. And they were able to correlate the number of recorded hits to the baseline of the person mm-hmm. that's had those hits with tau. So they think it's the first step of measuring the accumulated effect of concussions. And so that is breakthrough, and we're pretty excited to have that information presented there.
So, Kevin, do you have offices and labs here in the Boston area?
We do. They're right in Lexington. Our founder is a professor at Tufts University, Dr. David Walt. He's an incredible individual. It's part of why I came into this company. He's also founder of a company called Illumina. And so they founded a company, and we now have our laboratories up in Lexington, and we basically have machines that we make, and they're like on a Sony disc. So it's real rocket science, where we can put 500,000 beads into blood samples and break the sample up into like 500,000 smaller samples to be able to see these proteins. And so We make the machines, we sell them to all of the pharmaceutical and biotech companies, and now the diagnostic companies for them to be developing these tests. And I got to tell you, breast cancer is one of the ones that we're most excited about, even though the concussion is showing such incredible results. Last week, there was some data presented that the accuracy of the mammogram is very, very difficult right now. There's 50% of women over a 7-year period will have a false positive, meaning they're going to have a core biopsy or they're going to have to go through a resection. And probably 15 to 20% don't actually get the cancer detected through the mammogram that actually do have it. So the false negative and false positive are really tough. And plus, they're actually radiating the breast in order to do the test.
Right. But the point you're trying, I think the point you're making here is that if you guys can sort of sidestep that, if you can get to a more accurate presentation of this disease, the implications for these big industries, you know, GE makes these mammogram machines, other people do too. This is sort of, this is where we get to where business, this is a game changer in the business world.
Well, there's no question that when you have existing entrenched technologies like imaging and you have like the food industry really polluting with corn syrup, all of our processed foods and creating kind of an epidemic and addiction, those things are like entrenched industries. And so when you start to put pure science that starts to suggest you can see these early breast cancers through a blood test much more accurately and much more precisely at a lower cost, it does create a lot of challenge. And that's a key piece of what, you know, we have to work through with the data and the science.
Yeah, talk about disruption.
Fascinating stuff. Kevin Rusovsky, CEO of Quanterix. Thank you so much for being here.
Our pleasure, Tom.
Thank
you.
We
want to get you back here. It's a very fascinating discussion. All right, that's our show today. Coming up next week, we're going to have the CEO of a home improvement startup here, maybe the next Home Depot on the smartphone.
Renovisa.
And some estate planning for high net worth individuals, all that and more. We want to thank, of course, our technical advisor and our engineer, Reggie Bazile. And thank you for listening to the Bay State Business Hour. I'm Tom Maroney with my co-host, Ann Mostu. This is Bloomberg 1200.